Jones on Matzah.
Give it on the table. Okay, good evening. Evening is here tonight, but this is room about matzahs. There's very little to a matzah, as everyone knows, besides for flour, water, and the actual manufacturing process. So, l'chir, there's not much to talk about, but the meisah, the hilchos matzah, very, very lot. Very lot of halachos and hilchos matzah. We start off with the halachos of the water, and I don't think we'll get past that tonight. Everybody knows the halacha, you need to have mayim shalonu in order to bake matzahs. You need to use mayim shalonu. It's halacha in the beginning of Simon Tov Nun Hei. So, the Rabbi says, Ein loshen ele b'mayim shalonu. You can only need matzah with mayim shalonu. What is mayim shalonu? It's the famous Gemara. The famous story in the Gemara says that the Gemara B'sochim, Rav Masna came to town, and he gave a drosha, and he said in his shir that Rabbi Yisai, Ein loshen ele b'mayim shalonu. You can only use mayim shalonu for matzahs. The next morning when he woke up, he came out, opened his front door to go to shul, and there was a queue outside the door. The whole town was standing there with their buckets and cups and kelim. Everyone had come to get water, because the Rav said, mayim shalonu, you have to use our water. So they came to get the Rav's water. So Gemara B'sochim, you believe the story? The Gemara says, everyone's standing there, and he said, no, I didn't mean mayim shalonu with my water, I meant which was lon, which has been left overnight, which has been drawn in the evening and left to rest overnight in a kegi. So that's the Gemara, right? So the Mepharshim asked, what's the Gemara bring such a story for? I mean, obviously a ton of Amaratzim people, he came along and gave a drosh, I haven't got a ring under the stick, and they made a fool of themselves, and we need to know about it. What's the Gemara come to tell us? So there's two important pshatim here. The Sfas Emes says that it's a teacher lesson to Magidi Shurim. You give a halachah here, you have to speak clear. Well, no. You have to speak very clear. If you give a halacha, you have to be 100% clear and make sure there's no room for mistake. So go back to tonight's shiur. After you have given a halacha shiur, we have tried to speak clear. If anybody doesn't understand, please ask, because I don't want to be nechshol in this. Chas v'sholom. B'sor Salanta, they bring Mishem B'sor Salanta, obviously on the Musadik and Mahalach, that B'sor Salanta says that it comes to teach the lesson in Munas Chachomim. He said, imagine a Rav comes to town and makes an announcement, Rabbi Yisai, you can only use my water for matzahs. So what happened today, he would say, who do you think he is? Yeah, he's come to monopolize the kashrus. Only my hetsh and nobody else. Yeah, and so people should have turned around and said, what do you mean? We ate matzahs for 50 years already. We never had your water before, so who are you to tell us what water? But the Meisah, they came the next day, they just came. No challenge him. The Rav said, you have to use my water. The Rav said, finish your kashrus, you do as you're told, and they came to take his water. So, it's a lesson even that might have been Amaratzim, they misunderstood him. You see that Munas Chachomim, we have to learn from that. Yeah. So we're going to see soon how B'sor Salanta's Pshat is Negeat HaLocha as well. What is Mayim Shalonu? So, we explain that Lonu means that it was rested overnight inside the Kedi. It means you have to draw the water, Mishnah Berurah says you have to draw the water Bein HaShmoshes, just after Shkia, as soon as possible after Shkia, draw water straight after Shkia, and leave it in the Kedi overnight. Preferably it should be 12 hours away from the source. Why does it need to be lonu? So the many shits in the Rishonim, what's wrong with drawing water straight from the well or straight from a river? The two ikar shittas Mishnah Berurah brings down over here is the shittas Rashi. Mishnah Berurah begin of Tof Nun Hei brings shittas Rashi. The Rashi says that the mayonis, the springs during the winter, the water in the springs are hot because the sun is low in the sky. So it hits the springs and the water in the springs warms up. During the day it gets warmed up by the sun which is low down. And therefore you need to take it out, it should cool down overnight, it should be away from the source to cool down properly overnight. That's the first shitta is Rashi. And the Rosh is Chilek, the Rosh brings some Relezim Mitz, a different shitta, that the problem is that at night the sun goes under the globe, goes below the ground, goes under the horizon, behind the horizon, and it heats the water through the earth. The water is heated by the rays of the sun from below. So water which is in the underground through the night gets heated up, and it'll be too warm in the morning for baking matzahs, right? So therefore, for these two reasons, we need to draw the water straight away by Shkia and keep it out overnight. Now, Also interesting, there are more than further in the Siman, there are more brings over here in Sif Dalet, that in end of Sif Dalet, I'm sorry, that you can draw water. The ik is, it shouldn't be in the source overnight. You can draw water a few days early. Rav Moshe says, example, someone bakes matzah on Sunday, when you can draw the water. You can't draw on Shabbos, Binash Moshe, because it's Shabbos. You can't draw water then, right? You can't draw on Friday night. You have to draw on Thursday evening. You'll draw water for Sunday morning's baking. It has to be the Binash Moshe, after Shgir. What? No, the problem is it was Al Shabbos. You can't do Al Shabbos. You can't. You want to take water because of Hilchos of Shabbos. So you have to take it on Thursday evening and keep it till Sunday. So Ramon says that the halacha is you can draw, it doesn't matter how long it's out of the ground. As long as it's out of the ground 12 hours, across a night of 12 hours, then you're okay. Do it Friday afternoon. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, so this is the halacha it goes into. What's better early, better late, yeah. Ideally, the right time to do it is after Shkia, because the Shittas are actually the one they should do. Don't do it during the daytime when the sun is there. So we hate to both Shittas take after Shkia, right? The question is, what do the factories do? What is a factory that's using? I mean, everyone knows for matzahs, use Maim Shalom. So you go to the well the night before, you take a little bit of water, right, and bake a few matzahs, right? The factory that's producing, at least, certain factories produce a million matzahs a day, yeah? So how do they get water, enough water from a well the night before to make such a production, right? And the answer is that they take a dote. Most factories, many factories that produce, I'm talking about machine matzah, yeah, most factories that make machine matzah, they're using water from the tap, using standard tap water, and not using Maim Shalom. And the kasha is, what's the heta? What have a loch here, Maim Shalom? How do they get around it? Yeah. So, some because what? Yeah, but it's come from where? Where's it come from? Where's it? At some point, it was underground. Has it been out 12 hours in the keli? So some wanted to suggest the idea. You can chill the water. Nowadays, you have cooling systems. So we can chill the water, we can bring it down to 2 degrees, wherever you find it. But temperature comes out of the river at, let's say, 7-8 degrees. So we'll put it through a cooler the next morning, or whenever, before we use it, as we use it, we'll chill it. Bring it down to 2 degrees, and we're zikha colder than the river. So what's the problem, yeah? So the ma'is are so true for Rebbe Yashav, and it's printed in the Oros on Pesachim Daf Mem Beis. Rebbe Yashav passing, he can't do that, he said, because Chazal told us, water, to get to the right temperature for matzah, has to be 12 hours overnight out of it. Why, what? We don't understand. We have the Munus HaChomim, like the Pesach Lanta story, the Mice in the Gemara. Chazal said this is the way to cool the water down, take it out, leave it out for 12 hours. So, can't make any Chochmas artificially cooling the water. The Asher person's claw does not work, you're not allowed to do that. Yeah? So, some factories they have a big tanks, they have bigger their own tanks inside, and they have a system that water comes out in the evening. Through the evening, water is pumped out through the whole evening. It's pumped out in the evening. Stored in a tank, and then they have like a series of two or three tanks, so it sits in one tank, and then tomorrow it transfers to another tank. So they're always using from the end tank, so the water using has always been drawn out of the, been sat in the tank for that time, right? But the mice still remains tap water, and the possum are not happy with it because, first of all, the system's not, number one, it's not foolproof because you've got to keep your clear control of your water, and sweetness so the water that comes out of the tap has been in reservoirs, it's been in the chvis, and then in tanks, other places, we don't know where it's been exactly, we don't know exactly where, how it's been held since it was drawn. The possum don't want to rely on that. But the mice, many factories do that, yeah? There is another problem, though, with tap water. Even if you want to be makel and do this system of the tanks, let's say that's good enough. There's another loch now. There's a loch in the beginning of the Siman Tov Samach Beis. That Mechaber says, May peiris b'lei mayim ein machmitzim. May peiris, fruit juice, without water is not machmitz. Ein machmitzim klal. You can take baked matzah instead of flour and water, you can use flour and apple juice, whatever it is, let's say, right? And ein machmitzim klal, mutalach b'pesach, matzah yulish may peiris, afilu shos or kol yom kuli. Even if you left it the whole day, you needed flour and water, you didn't leave it 18 minutes, you left it 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever, a whole day, it'll never come to the chimut because fruit juice by itself, 100% pure fruit juice, cannot create chomets. Right? So you should have. However, the Ramah in Sif Bey in Sif Dalet, Tov Samach Bey Sif Dalet says, Al Minuk. For the matzah of mitzvah, but for the matzah of mitzvah, no, it's anyway, because the matzah Ashira, anyway, right? Anyway, it's matzah Ashira, you can't be used to matzah mitzvah with it, right? You can't be used to matzah of mitzvah with it, but stand for matzah of Pesach, for eating, for the students, and yontov, right? Theoretically, it's not a problem, it can't become chumetz. Ramah says, the minnek ain't negim knowledge, the maestam, dinis eilu, and alan, and almedinus, We don't use meperus. Ramah does not say the reason why not, but the Prima Golden brings that the shit is Rashi. Rashi says that when it says meperus in machmitz, meperus can't create chometz, it doesn't mean it can't create chometz at all. It means it doesn't create chometz goma, which is a chi of chorus. But there is still chometz noiksho, which is like a hard type of chometz, which still is a derisa to eat it. And matzah made with meperus, kontushit of Rashi is still chometz, right? So the Ramah passes, our minhag is not to use it. The Sfad, Megillah, Mecha, but they do use meperus, right? They kind of matzah shiro. Now, Mishbura says that this, the Mechab and Sif Bey says, that what I told you that meperus doesn't create chometz is dafka. Meperus by itself, 100% pure fruit juice, right? If you have any water added to it, then punfakeh, it's memaila hachmitz, yosem shah isa, even more than a normal flour and water. So we know flour and water, you have 18 minutes to play with. If it's flour, fruit juice and water, then it's even worse. And Chabad says, memaila hachmitz, even more. And memaila, you're not allowed to use it. You're not allowed to use it, unless you mamish bake it instantly, and we don't know where the shia of chimitz is over here, right? So the Mishbura says that meperus, Mishbura and Sivkot and Hayes are this, Sivkot and Vov, if you have a lot of water and a bit of fruit juice, or a bit of water and a lot of fruit juice, yeah, both ways is also. The Bialocha says if you have a lot of water and a bit of fruit juice, is much worse, it's mad happens even more, and it can come the day Chi of Chorus, be proper Chomaz Gomer Chi of Chorus. So, So how does that affect this the water we're talking about? So everyone knows that tap water is not pure tap water. The water comes out of the tap. It's not pure water. It has added chlorine, chemicals, whatever, purifying additives that they put into the water, particularly chlorine, these types of chemicals. And Shaila is, what is the din of these chemicals? So some possum want to say that it speaks about meperus here, right? The halacha is meperus, fruit juice. Fruit is sweet, so the sweetness of the fruit causes lekamei de chimutz. But the meisa, Mishbura in Simon Tofen and Hesef Sivov, the Mechaba says that pilpilin and sid, if you put in pilpilin, pepper, or sid, which is, I don't know, is that plaster, something, cement, whatever, something like that, gets into the water, then it's machmitz, even a mashu, yeah, Mishabura says, if you put pilpin and a bit of pepper into your water, fill a kurat echod, even one tiny granule of pepper, or is a kol isa chometz. Together with water, is even more common than this meperus, it's machmitz, the whole thing, right? And the Magen Avraham, given Tosamach Beis, the Magen Avraham says that any kol mashke chometz, like acidic, any strong, sharp liquid is also machmitz like meperus. So, some will say that it's negligible how much chlorine is already in the water. Some countries you can taste the chlorine. It used to be in Eretz Yisrael, you could taste it in the water. Yeah, I think it's better nowadays. But so some people say it's a mashu, it's not negiah, right? But the meisa, if you look in the Mishbura here again in Tofen Hei, Mishbura says very clearly meperus. First, Mishbura says kol hamashken. Any mashke except for water, any mashke whatsoever is considered meperus. And then Mishbura says that even a tiny bit of mashke of another mashke it makes it chometz. Tovel Yizor, Mishbura says when you want to draw your mayim shalonu, you want to draw your water. So what keli are you going to put in? Tovel Yizor, Shleilishaboy Elmkin. If you have a keli which has been used for fruit juice, yeah, let's say you have a jug or something, you kept your apple juice, your orange juice in it. Now you want to use that to draw Mayim Shalonu. Mishbura says you need to kasher it before you draw the water with it. Because any tiny remnant of fruit juice in this jug is enough to mix with the water to cause this chimutz. Yeah? And even more so, Mishbura says, if you have a... Mishbura says, Shita d'roi les mashe lukhin chovis gedeilis shemachzikim mem devash, the big barrels that people keep honey in it. Medichin, you see, they wash them out well, yeah? Even put in water, in the bakeries, they used to take big barrels, honey barrels, they wash them out, and they put the water in it for Mayim Shalonu. Mishbura says, Issa Gomu, the maflet on the appears, the barrel continues to be maflet, to give out, it's obviously a mashu, because it's been washed out, it's been washed, it's been cleaned, Even so, Mishbrus says, it's a gomer to make matzah, to put the water for your matzahs into such a barrel, right? So we see from here that even Mamash and Mashu, the trace of May Peris or Dovah Chomot, like the Mogen Avraham says, or Kurchach, anything like that, is going to spoil the water, right? So therefore, the Poskim can say, if you want to use tap water for Mamash, if you can get on the Mamash alone problem, you can say that it's been in a tank or it's been drawn, or some people say, from the gets to the reservoir till it gets to your bakery, how long it takes, for example, all these Ash'oros, even if you can get around that, and even if you want to rely on chilling, whatever it might be, but you've got a problem with the chlorine, you can't filter out the chlorine from the water. Once the water's got the chlorine in, there'll always be a mashu of something in the water. And this is something which is machens miyad, like Mishbura says, that even a mashu, the more water you have, the more chomer it becomes. Even so, a mashu in a full tank of water is a major problem, and it could be it's machmits the flour much faster. Now, we don't know, like we said, we now have a shear of 18 minutes. We know pure water and flour, once you mix it, you've got 18 minutes till it has to get into the oven, right? Till it gets in or out of the oven, right? Or but once anything else like this, which we say is machmes miyad, we don't know what the shear miyad is. Miyad could be in a minute, 10 minutes, 2 minutes, no news, right? So that's Mishbura says, you have to very machme once you get to May Peiros, and we can't do it because we'll never know. Let's say machine, a normal factory takes about 4 minutes. A good fast factory from the mix the flour and water till it hits the oven is about 4 minutes. If the shear miyad is 3.5 minutes, then it's ready chomes before it goes in. So we're in trouble, right? So I just want to say that many of the commercial factories, they're using tap water. They haven't got choice because the amount of water they're using, it wouldn't be practical to draw that type of water. We make a production here for Machzik Das Matzos. I just have to, I'm not into marketing, but I just want to show that there is a mustard. We take a draw water. We buy Mayim Shalonu. You can buy Eder Haredes Mayim Shalonu. We have Mashkir, and we go to a well every evening at Shkir. And they draw these tanks, about 500 to 1,000 litre tanks. You can buy one, two or three tanks. And they seal them and they deliver them straight away to the factories, and they're kept in the factory overnight. And then we use it the next morning, genuine Mayim Shalonu, 100% pure water drawn from a well. And there's no chashoshes of not being lona, no chashoshes of anything added to it. Okay. Come on, let's go.